Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Pause and Effect by Sophie Kelly. Narrated by Cassandra Campbell. 1. The body was lying on the swing on the back deck, the wooden seat swaying slowly back and forth. Definitely dead, I decided. And it had been placed there no more than half an hour ago. I'd stopped so suddenly, Marcus almost bumped into me. He put a hand on my shoulder to steady himself. "What is it?" he asked, leaning sideways so he could see around me. He blew out a breath.
"Not another one. Why does she keep doing this?"
Before I could answer, there was a loud meow, and Micah, his small ginger tabby, came walking purposefully along the deck railing toward us. I reached over to stroke her fur. "Nice work," I said. I was certain that Micah was the source of that body. A very large, very dead vole. Marcus pulled a hand back through his hair, a sure sign he was stressed.
"Don't encourage her, Kathleen."
"She's a cat," I said. "Cats hunt. It's her nature." Marcus walked over to the swing and squinted at the dead rodent.
"It's the third dead thing this week," he said. "I asked Roma. She said it's her way of showing her affection for me."
He looked back over his shoulder at me.
"I mean Micah's way of showing affection, not Roma's."
I smiled. "I know. When Roma likes you, she takes you to Meatloaf Tuesday at Fern's Diner." Roma Davidson was Mayville Heights' only veterinarian.